Robert was exhausted and despondent. After several drinks, he retired upstairs to the guest bedroom. A few minutes later, Anne, Herbert, and Robert's wife, Kitty, who had accompanied him to Washington, heard a terrible crash. Racing upstairs, they found the bedroom empty and the bathroom door closed. "I couldn't get it open," Anne said, "and I couldn't get a response from Robert." He had collapsed on the bathroom floor, and his unconscious body was blocking the door. They gradually forced it open, pushing Robert's limp form to one side. When he revived, "He sure was mumbly," Anne recalled. "He said he had taken one of Kitty's prescription sleeping pills." "Don't let him go to sleep," a doctor warned over the phone. So for almost an hour, until the doctor arrived, they walked Robert back and forth, coaxing him to swallow sips of coffee. Robert's beast had pounced. The ordeal that would end his career of public service and, ironically, both enhance his reputation and secure his legacy, had begun.